some cash. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You, as always, can call in about what you want. And I want to start things out tonight, since the show is about your calls. Otherwise, we go to your emails and other things that we find interesting. And I found this interesting this email interesting from Conrad in response to an interview we did right before Mark left. And I probably should hold this until Mark comes back, but I don't think it really needs his comment. Julia, were you on the air the night that Mark and I you came on, I think, in the third hour of the show after we did the interview with the guy from itakethevow.com?
Yes, I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, if you go to itakethevow.com, you can see what this is. It's a pretty simple concept. I take the vow of nonviolence, and it's something that was set up by Deepak Chopra. He's kind of a big name, I guess, out there in the, I don't know, metaphysical community or something like that. I'm not really sure exactly what all Deepak Chopra has done, but he's done enough to get himself a big name. And the vow is very simple. It's a vow of nonviolence in my thoughts, speech, and actions. And it says a vow is a sacred commitment from which there's no going back. And so Mark and I had this gentleman, one of the people from the website, on the show, and we interviewed him about it, and we talked to him and asked him to get a little more descriptive on what the vow of nonviolence means. And one of the
Well, I was just going to say, I think that most people would probably sign that vow and have no idea. For Michaela, for example, the lady who certainly aggressed against you, even unintentionally, when she called the government on you to come give you a ticket for your couch on the front yard, she would probably claim herself to be nonviolent, but she doesn't
right.
really understand what that means.
Exactly. And so one of the questions that we asked the gentleman from the website to clarify was, well, could you hire someone to do the violence for you? Could you, you know, could
well,
you...
Well, thoughts, actions, wouldn't that be an action of violence?
Well, yeah, it would. But what if you didn't know better, right? What if you, I mean, we know that, you and I know that government is violence.
Yeah.
But most people don't realize that. So if you don't realize that violence is being done, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, it seemed pretty clear that this was a vow that a liberty-minded person could easily take. They made it clear that it was not something that was a pacifist vow, in that... if you were attacked, you could certainly use defensive force to defend yourself. This vow does not rule that out, and they made that pretty clear. And so I felt comfortable. In the beginning of the call, I did not feel comfortable taking a vow, but by the end of the call, I did, and I went ahead and I took the vow. Mark had taken it a couple weeks earlier. I wanted to really iron out the pacifist question. And Conrad writes in to say, I do not take the vow. He says, I was a bit alarmed to hear all this talk about the great idea of taking a vow of nonviolence, and I think it's ridiculous, unnecessary, and potentially dangerous to liberty. I don't need to take a vow of nonviolence because I already am nonviolent. Are we going to get into the habit of making vows to ourselves for behavior that we think others should do as well? Am I benefited by taking a vow to love my children? Do I need to invite others to love their children, too? No, I already love my children without a vow, and you should, too, but that's your business. How about these vows? I vow to help people who are drowning. I vow not to pick my nose in public. I vow to not break wind in front of my mother-in-law. Is that a good idea? Surely you won't speak out against you. He says, if I invite people to come to my website, which is I vow to wipe my butt with toilet paper after making a bowel movement.com, he says, is that a good idea? Surely you won't speak out against using toilet paper, will you? If I invite people to come to my website and take the vow and invite two others, can I pin a medal on my chest that says, I'm making the world safer with cleaner bottoms? Will vow takers create animosity toward those that use wet wipes or Europeans who think the bidets are superior butt cleaning technology and ostracize them for breaking their sacred commitment from which there's no going back? ridiculous and unnecessary. I think you, Ian, had the right gut feeling to question this. You said something to the effect of, well, wait a minute, can I use violence to protect somebody from violence? Mark then slowly started to fall into the trap of almost asking permission to be able to play violent video games. This is ludicrous. Of course you can. Why would you even put yourself through the indignity of asking? Mr. Deepak, I've taken the vow of nonviolence, but can I still watch Star Wars even though Darth Vader violently says, slays Obi-Wan Kenobi in a blatant act of aggression? Ludicrous. A vow is not like a voluntary contract between people where each is looking to voluntarily give up something in exchange for something that will benefit him or herself. This vow is not the same as facing your neighbor and saying, I will not hit you if you do not hit me. However, if you hit me, I'll defend myself, and you have the right to do the same. This is a real statement of non-aggression that has value. Or that is a real statement of non-aggression that has value. If these had been the terms of the Treaty of Versailles, we may have been able to have avoided World War II. However, a contract with yourself does little and is unnecessary because you're already looking out for your own best interests. Of course, asking the people to take a voluntary vow is much better than using the government to force you to behave rationally, but nonetheless, we've all seen tyranny with vows as well. Take Francis Bellamy, for example, the Baptist minister and Christian socialist that thought that patriotism was a good idea and made the Pledge of Allegiance as a type of voluntary statement of faithfulness to country. What happens today if someone decides to opt out of the voluntary pledging in the state indoctrination camps? Do you think that exercise of free will is well received? Who benefits from that vow? Vows are the road to voluntary tyranny. And I don't vow to not vow. I'm just going to pass on the vows, and you would be better off passing as well, but that's your business. From Conrad from Spain. So, Julia, as somebody who has not necessarily taken this particular vow outright, do you feel like Conrad has a point, or is he being a little excessive?
I can see why he's being excessive as far as to the point of writing an email. I mean, I wouldn't have taken the vow anyway.
Really? Why?
Because that sort of thing on the internet just doesn't really strike me. I'm generally not one to sign petitions and that sort of thing. And itakethevow.com, I thought you were going to talk about some religious nutcase who was talking about vows of, like, celibacy or abstinence or something like that. That was my first thought when I heard the name. And
okay.
So it just doesn't seem
too
like
weird
something.
For you?
Yeah,
you think
it's
too
a little
weird?
Too weird, and it's a little too. Like, it just doesn't sound like something I'd be like, oh, wow, you know, that's really going to do something. It just seems like a waste of my time.
It's a waste of time.
So I wouldn't have done it, no.
So you don't think you, so it's not that you disagree with the vow. You think the vow is okay. It's not kooky or anything. It's, I take a vow of nonviolence in my thoughts and my actions.
Right, but I do understand where he's coming from, and that I don't see any reason for me personally to take the vow because I already do that, like he said. So I can understand where he's coming from. But I don't think it's crazy to sign the vow. I just personally wouldn't. I don't see a point to it.
Maybe there is a point. Maybe the point is to help people find nonviolence who perhaps never had considered it before. Maybe use this as a tool to introduce people to the idea of not aggressing against their neighbor.
But does the website actually go into any detail as far as what violence, nonviolence means? Or because I think that most, for example, I think that most people would consider themselves nonviolent because they don't personally, you know, go out and beat people in the streets or anything like that. So I think most people would consider themselves nonviolent, but I don't think that you would consider those people nonviolent, even if they don't realize it.
Well, yes, I see where you're coming from on that, and you're right. The itakethevow.com does not have a explicitly liberty-leaning bend. It does not say, well, you can't take this vow if you support the government. It doesn't say that.
It reminds me of just some of these fluffy peace organizations that you hear about. I mean, I see them on, like, Facebook all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign this, and if you're against the war, and sign that. And that's kind of what it reminds me of, and I see it as sort of pointless. Like, some people will just sign all of those things. I would sign none of those things.
I don't know. I think that maybe if you got somebody to take the vow and then you saw them supporting government, you could point out that, hey, wait a minute,
you
took the vow.
But how do you know who took the vow?
Well, you'd ask them to go and take it. You'd ask them to go and say, take it, and they took it.
And then they would say, oh, Okay, whatever. I mean, does anyone really care?
Well, 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to chime in on this. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea. Less is more.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site. We give away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, and the free stuff includes archives going back for an entire year. You can download all the shows we've done. It's completely free right there on the front page. Just click, and they are yours at freetalklive.com. Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business be secure, your business email? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative. It's both private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. 1-800-259-9231. So still just a few more thoughts on the itakethevow.com vow thing, this website that Deepak Chopra and some others have put up. Julia, you say it's frou-frou, it's silly, it's unnecessary for people that believe in liberty, because people that believe in liberty, most of them have already personally, well, in their own hearts, taken a vow of nonviolence.
It's not that I think that it's... Well, I do see it as being a little unnecessary, but I don't mean it in such a negative fashion. I just think that what you think of as nonviolent is a lot different than what other people think of as nonviolent. And I think that if the site isn't explicitly introducing people to liberty, then it's pointless, because then you're just signing something and saying, yay, I took the vow.
Right. I was suggesting that one who is a liberty advocate could use the website as part of a tool to help bring people into the fold.
I would never do that.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, according to the website's frequently asked questions, one of them is, what is it about stating one's intentions explicitly by taking a vow that's supposed to help actualize nonviolent behavior? Mr. Chopra writes this answer. He says, by stating the vow of nonviolence explicitly and asking those who are close to you to remind you when you're deviating from those principles of nonviolence accelerates the process of evolution. Recently, when I found myself being combative as a result of the personal attacks in a Wall Street Journal article, my wife and children kept reminding me that I had taken the vow, and I found that very useful in mitigating my aggressive tendencies. So I guess what he's saying here, it's part of a conscious choice that somebody would be making in order to shift their mindset away from thinking of violent solutions, and shifting their consciousness into thinking of, on more positive terms, thinking of forgiveness and things like that.
I see where you're coming from, and I am actually now thinking about the comment he made about Mark playing violent video games. Because as you were just saying the last thing you said, I was thinking to myself, violence, like thinking in violence. Because, I don't know, I watch violent movies and I play violent video games sometimes, and I like that kind of violence. And sometimes violent thoughts go through my head that I necessarily wouldn't act on, but, you know, they're in there.
What have you been thinking about?
I haven't
Smashing some people's heads or doing a little sniper action? What kind of violent thoughts does Julia have?
I don't know. I'm just saying that I mean, that's
Ian
what
taking
was,
a tumble down the stairs.
That's what was going through my head. Was,
pushing me down the stairs?
I've never thought of pushing me down the stairs. No.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
No. I don't have anything off the top of my head, but while you were saying that, I was thinking to myself, like, gee, well, if I took that vow, would I not be allowed to play violent video games? Should I switch over to, Mario Kart? And I don't know.
Well, I don't know if violent video games encourage thoughts of real violence.
Which is why the website seems, well, some would claim it would.
Some would claim that, sure.
The website seems silly to me, because who really knows what that means? I agree, like, took that vow to myself a really, really long time ago, and it's meant different things for me over the years, but I don't know. I don't see any reason. I would never say to somebody, hey, don't you remember? You took that vow on itookthevow.com. you just called your neighbor and ratted them out. Do you realize the violence there? I would never do that. That doesn't seem like an effective way to reach people, if you ask me.
Well,
that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, I see where you're coming from. And I think this is, I was just throwing out an idea as far as what this could be used for. I think the main point of the website is to help encourage a shift in consciousness in general amongst mankind, instead of going to violence as the solution to their problems.
I think it's going
to
take a lot more than itakethevow.com.
Going to nonviolence or peaceful solutions and evolving in that direction. To that end, I completely agree with the ends of the website. I agree with you, Julia. I mean, one website is not going to solve the world's problems. I think that might be a little grandiloquent. I think that might be a little overreaching for the website. But it's got good intentions, and I don't think that it's a bad idea necessarily. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Talk to Glenn in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing, Ian and Julia?
What's on your mind tonight, Glenn?
Yeah, I don't know about them vow takers. You know, I say anybody who wants to take a vow, they should take a vow. But I don't like taking vows myself.
Well, it seems that just looking in the chat room, it seems to split down the middle. Some people went ahead and they took the vow, and others, you know, feel as though Julia feels
suckers.
Like it's unnecessary.
Well, they're suckers. But anyways,
suckers would imply that they lost something, and really, you didn't lose anything. It's just you went to a website.
Yeah, it's all masturbation, I think.
Okay.
But I had a purpose. I called tonight with an extreme sense of urgency, because I keep having this recurring question in my head. That has to do with liberty and government, and since you guys are anti-government and pro-liberty, I thought it would be pertinent to the show.
All right, what is it?
Well, basically, I'm thinking about nuclear weapons. You know, we got a lot of them. And,
I don't have any nuclear weapons.
Them
do you?
Some kind of government.
What?
How are you going to manage our nuclear stockpile without having a government?
Our?
I don't have any nuclear weapons. I'm not sure. How many do you have?
I don't have any myself.
Oh, okay.
But come on. Dude, the country has friggin' nukes.
Right. You mean the United States federal government has nukes?
Yeah,
what will be done with those is what you're asking?
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine if you could actually successfully shut down the federal government, I'm sure you could dismantle those nuclear weapons as well as part of that successful shutdown.
Aren't we kind of defenseless against other countries at that point?
I don't think that anyone suggests that we should leave ourselves defenseless. When I say we, I'm talking about
the... So you think that the government should keep the
Well, I don't
nukes?
Think that the government should have... I don't think that the government should be dealing in defense, personally. But I feel like if... To me, the very, very first step of this all, because I think that, okay, abolishing government tomorrow, bad idea. I think that's a really bad idea. I think that this comes in steps, and I think the very first step is for the U.S. government to withdraw all its troops from all the countries around the world that it's in, and take the defensive position instead of the offensive position, and stop bothering people so people don't want to nuke us. So I think that's the first step.
So so it's your position, then, that the reason why the United States hasn't been nuked is simply because they have nukes. Not you, Julia, but Glenn.
Oh.
I kind of want to hear
your answer, Ian, because I know that you're the real radical one, and I kind of want to know what you think in this regard.
Well, I'll take Julia's position, and that is that that the defense agencies should be able to defend people in whatever way they think is appropriate. I'll let you come back and comment on that, so hang on. More with Glenn here in moments. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, coming up later, we've got a story about marijuana and how, well, it can actually help your brain.
Gee.
We'll get into that. It's a possibility. And we'll talk to you. I'll take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills? Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we go back to Glenn in Alabama. Glenn, you're asking a question about, well, in a world without government, what would happen with the nuclear weapons? And I said that I would take Julia's position, and that is that, well, there should be no coercive government, and we should have the opportunity to hire protection agencies should we want to. And if those protection agencies deem it, however it is that they deem it appropriate to protect their customers, they would go and do that, whether that's, you know, surface-to-air missiles, nuclear weapons, ships, or if it's just locks on front doors and armed guards at a moment's notice. I mean, it would depend.
Who is the we, and how do you propose that we get together and organize this whole thing? Doesn't that organization imply some kind of government?
I'm sorry. When I said we, do you mean when I was referring to we, those of us who would be customers of protection companies?
Yeah, I mean, who's the we that's buying surface-to-air missiles?
Oh, those, I wouldn't be buying those. I was saying that if a protection organization felt as though that was necessary to protect their customers, they would be able to go and do that. I don't know if they would decide that or not. I'm not sure what the marketplace is demanding.
I'm trying to get a grip on that. That's a little weird. That's like you're saying there's going to be some peep. There might be a rich guy who says, okay, I'm going to own some nukes, and then there's going to be another dude out there or another group of people that kind of do that too, or okay. I don't get you.
Well, protection organizations would be in the marketplace. They would be companies, and they'd be competing for your business based on a variety of different factors, and one of those factors would be how safe you feel. So what I'm telling you is I don't know. I cannot predict how the marketplace will respond to consumer demand for protection services.
Okay, I don't imagine.
I'm still answering your question. I don't imagine there would be a lot of demand for things like surface-to-air missiles, but if there is, then the protection companies would install such things. So does that answer your question?
No, I think it's ridiculous because, if you have other countries out there that have nuclear weapons and that can attack us, if we don't have any, or if there is no we, if it's just a, you know.
So then why would the other countries be attacking? What would the point of that be?
Who knows? Just because they feel like it. It's Sunday. I don't know.
They didn't take the vow.
They didn't take the vow. That's why.
That's hilarious. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Despite their attitude, it's a question I think that some people will have, and that is that, well, what about the other countries, and what if they want to attack what was formerly known as the United States? And I have to ask, well, what's the motivation there?
Right.
I mean, aren't they upset at the U.S. government?
They're – and when I say they, I mean it's really hard to say that because there's
they,
so
those
many
who
different
are
groups.
Governments.
Right. So I'll say they right now for lack of a better word off the top of my head. But when you're talking about, let me start over. Okay.
Sure.
I feel like they, and this is just my opinion, but they, if there was ever a time where they wanted to attack us, I mean, there is as angry as they could ever be. I mean, we're in as many countries as we've ever been.
Over 130 countries, over 700 military bases.
And the United States really doesn't get attacked that often. Now, when I say that, that makes some people angry, and I do not want to come off as somebody who thinks that 9/11 was no big deal. I lost 4 family members in 9/11, so I think I'm allowed to have an opinion on this.
Okay, I think so.
Well, sometimes people get really nasty when you say things like this, so I just want to make it known that I don't think that, I don't look at that as though it's nothing, I lost some family members in it.
But 9/11 wasn't an attack from another country.
Right.
It was attacked by some individuals who were not associated with any governmental organization.
Right. And then, of course, you need to look at the reason why it was attacked. And, of course, there's lots of speculation as far as that's concerned. But I feel like if we weren't, and I say we, I mean the United States government, wasn't meddling around in other countries as they've been for years and years and mm-hmm. years, that stuff like that just wouldn't happen. And when you look at terrorist attacks on a whole, the United States really isn't experiencing terrorist attacks. I mean,
no,
9/11 was terrible,
if you go
to other countries...
Well, when you say the United States isn't experiencing terrorist attacks, you mean by the typical definition of terrorist, not the actual definition, which would include all government agents?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you go to other countries, they've got bombs going off in the streets. Americans don't have any reason to really be afraid. And Penn and Teller pointed that out in one of their episodes. I think
Penn
it was Big
BS.
Brother. Yeah, and it was an excellent episode. They had some people, they pretended like they were from Homeland Security, and mm-hmm. they had these people in surveillance trucks supposedly watching terrorists. And then over here, to distract them, they had like a naked lady or something like that making out with some guy in the front window.
They were watching them.
Right. And
sex.
Every single person, I think except for one, and the guy who it was, he was from like Sudan or something like that. So he wasn't even born in the United States. He was the only one that actually kept the camera on the supposed terrorist.
Did his job.
Did his job. And everybody else went over to the sexy lady and man making mm-hmm. out. And the reason why is because we're not really scared. Because we don't have a reason to be scared. And they pointed out, you think that if that was the Jews during the Holocaust, you think they would have looked at, if they were mm-hmm. watching the Nazis, you think they would have looked away at a sexy lady?
Good
no,
point.
Because they were terrified. And they had reason to be.
So if there was no U.S. federal government, then the other countries, the people that are that make up the governments in other countries around the world would have no real reason to be attacking geographic areas that have not threatened them in any way. I mean, the fact is that not all countries in the world have nuclear weapons. We know that for a fact, don't we? I mean, there are only certain countries of certain sizes, China, the U.S., and Russia, and, I mean, there are some others, some smaller ones, but not every country, not all the 200-plus countries have nuclear weapons, so why is it that the countries with nukes aren't just going ahead and dropping nuclear weapons on the other countries because it's Sunday, or they didn't take the vow? Well, it's because those other countries that don't
want to get nuked.
I'm talking about why are the countries with the nuclear weapons, why aren't they attacking the countries without the nuclear weapons? Well, what's the point? Why? There's no reason to go and blow up some other country if they have not threatened you in any way. And a former United States, which in no way resembles the former United States because the federal government is no longer around, would not be threatening the rest of the world. Now, if California decided they wanted to arm up and start threatening and send out military ships, then you could better believe that California would be under some sort of level of risk of an attack. But if New Hampshire was no longer involved in the United States and we were not meddling in other people's, the people who live in New Hampshire, were not meddling in other people's countries, then what incentive would they have to drop bombs? Doesn't make any sense, does it?
I'm trying to figure out a way to word this because I've been thinking about this while we've been talking about it. And another thing is that if the federal government didn't exist, see, I don't think in terms of we, and I don't think of myself as like a United States citizen or whatever. I'm just an individual. And I think that if the federal government was abolished and there was no more United States, then we would be no different as far as on the map is concerned. Than Canada, which right now, Canada gets nuked, and the United States people, it's pretty close, it's a little scary, but hey, at least it wasn't us, right? So I feel like if the federal government was abolished and everybody wasn't thinking in these terms of we as the United States, we would all be individuals responsible for protecting ourselves, and that would go a lot further than a few people trying to protect this whole huge, massive country.
Which, it's not protected.
Right, it's certainly not protected.
1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. I mean, number one, the military's not even really here. So, if anything, the reason why the country's protected is because people own guns and they would protect themselves. Again, going back to what you said with individuals protecting themselves. You take control, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet? Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XT for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support this show, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live over at promote.freetalklive.com. Just a whole bunch of different ways. Most of them very, very low cost. Mostly are free. Some low cost ways to help promote Free Talk Live, get the show into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Clarence in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Clarence.
Hello, great to talk to y'all.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
You brought up some very interesting questions during your last 45 minutes or so.
Okay.
And one of them was, who's going to protect the nuclear weapons or whatever we have? I'm a retired federal employee.
Mm-hmm.
And the first 10 years of my life were spent in federal law enforcement, 3 years in the Air Force and 7 years as a civil service police officer.
As I recall, I do recognize your voice. I recall that you did not have a very good experience working for the federal government.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I will make this defense of them.
And that is?
That is that, you know, if you have Blackwater out there, yeah, you could hire Blackwater, you could hire whoever. They hired contractors.
Okay.
To stand on those gates at this is a military installation. There's important stuff out there.
Like a military installation where they're housing things like nuclear weapons? Is that what you're talking about?
I cannot speak to that.
Okay, something top secret.
Well, I'm just the fact that it's a federal installation.
Got it.
Valuable.
Okay.
And then after 9/11.
So wait, you're saying that
what I'm saying is after
9/11. Yeah.
I'm going to come a circular around and kind of agree with you.
All right.
What we're doing here is, remember after 9/11, everybody jumped up and down. We need federal people there at the airport so they can, you know, make you take your shoes off and
right.
do whatever they want to you. And so they got federal employees out there doing that.
They do. They're the TSA.
Yet, there's an airport just across the city from me, and that's where they do that. Yet, across the city, there's also a federal, there's an Air Force base where they have contractors doing it. Now, tell me how this makes any sense.
You're saying that the feds were claiming that contractors were not good enough in the airport, so they replaced them with federal agents, but
yeah.
like their own installations, they're using contractors, and no big deal.
Exactly. It doesn't add up.
Well, yeah, it's security theater. I mean, that we know that the TSA is essentially a big show for people. It doesn't do anything to actually prevent, and I'm sure you know this, it doesn't
Absolutely.
Do anything to prevent any sort of terrorism. And so really, since people see the airports and they know what's going on at the airports, it was a visible thing the feds could do to pat themselves on the back and to say, hey, look, we're doing something. We're doing something about this terrorism. See, we're making these employees federal. I mean, nobody's paying attention to what's going on in the installations you're talking about, so that might be the explanation as to why the inconsistency.
I believe that you are absolutely right on that score.
Any other thoughts for us, Clarence?
Pardon?
Do you have any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, but that, I just wanted to bring that up because I work for the federal government, as you said. After 32 years, I retired from there, and I learned to know and loathe them.
And welcome aboard. I'm glad you're out there listening. I thank you for the call and the expertise. And it's an interesting point. The inconsistency, quite obvious there, that, well, if feds are better at security, then why didn't they federalize their entire security force? You know, in fact, I found out that the federal agents, supposedly federal agents, that are actually doing security for the federal courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire, are not federal employees. They're contractors.
Really?
Yep. Which is why they won't answer the question if you ask them if they swore an oath to the Constitution, they won't answer the question.
How convenient.
Because they didn't.
So are they still held accountable? I mean, like, because federal agents generally have sovereign immunity. What about contractors?
I don't know what the details are on that. It's a good question. Maybe somebody that knows more than we do can comment at 1-800-259-9231.
They probably can spend more money that way.
You spend more money on the contractors?
Yeah, they probably pay a fortune for that.
Maybe so. A lot of them were retired cops, too.
Yeah.
And so they're making buku bucks doing courtroom security.
And they spend more money. They get more money next year. So we all know how they like to spend money.
Let's talk to Joe in New Hampshire. Joe, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, Joe?
I met you yesterday at Panera.
Oh, excellent. One of the new movers, Free State Project, new movers here to the Keene area. Welcome aboard, Joe. What were you calling about tonight?
I just wanted to call about marijuana laws, and I think that people need to wake up about the restricting laws that's going on. I mean, we're allowed all these drugs in our house. You know, you open your cabinet. How many can you overdose from? How many things in the cabinet can you overdose from? Yeah, it's one
I could go pour, I could go pour cleaning chemicals down my throat if I wanted to. You know,
yeah,
nobody's
exactly.
stopping
so
me.
So, what's the government coming into your house and saying, "No, you can't do that"?
Not yet, but they could. I mean, eventually they might.
Well, there is a big label on all of the cleaning chemicals that said, "This must be used for this purpose and this purpose alone."
Right, it's a federal violation of federal law to use for any purposes other than what the label specifies. Right.
So what's stopping the government from labeling marijuana and doing the research on that to slap that?
Well, there is no reason to do
it.
Marijuana except for recreation, right? So.
Well, that's what the feds would like you to believe.
Yeah, that's what they would like you to believe.
It's interesting that you bring this up and you happen to have moved to Keene. Were you aware that there's going to be a marijuana protest coming up here in early January?
I was planning on doing my own, but I didn't hear about this one.
Head over to forum.freekeen.com, and there's a thread there that'll link you to some more details. One of the Free Staters, he actually lives over in Manchester, but he's going to come out to Keene to specifically do the protest, I guess sort of a symbolic gesture because Keene is kind
of... Right, this is the guy they want to, he wants to, he doesn't smoke marijuana, but he just
wants
to possess it.
Yep, that's the one. His name is Andrew, and he does not smoke it. And I don't think he vaporizes it either, but I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure he is not a user of marijuana, and he will be possessing, holding a bud of marijuana in his hand in public on January 10th. And I think that he's a heroic, courageous individual. And again, there's more details over at freekeen.com, so I hope to see you out for that one. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Joe?
Yeah, I just want to say everyone needs to lock their doors during that. You know, everyone needs to get inside, get in their basements, and, you know, it's the most threatening thing in the world to have a butt of marijuana in your hand.
Oh, yes. Society might crumble if Andrew is allowed to actually possess the marijuana successfully. Thanks for the call, Joe. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231.
You know, what's really funny about that is he's really not doing anything different than – and do you know what kind of – marijuana, is he holding a nug of marijuana?
I believe that's to be the plan.
Okay, well, I got to tell you that I know lots of people who have that very same nug in their pockets when they walk around, so it's so silly to claim that
marijuana is everywhere.
Yes, whether you like it or not.
You know, let's go to Sam in Texas from the Obscure Truth Network. Sam, you should be here in New Hampshire living in the Keene area by January 10th. Are you planning to attend the marijuana protest?
You know, I've been so busy, I haven't even thought about it, but yeah, I'll be there.
Fantastic. So that should be exciting. And you're calling tonight for what? To tell us something?
I had a really fun little outing today, and I went and hassled some bureaucrats.
Oh.
And I thought I'd tell you about it.
Really? What was it? What was it about?
Well, I called in, I think, a couple weeks ago, a little bit before, after around Thanksgiving, to talk about how I took those open records requests into the police department asking for a description of all the records they keep, and I also asked for case files so I could look through them for problems.
Mm-hmm.
And the 10 days has expired. And
they didn't get back to you?
They didn't get back to me on one. He sent a letter back asking a question, and yeah, I read my response back to him. And then in the other case, they did get back to me, but there was a big problem with what they sent me. They've sent those 25 magistrate forms, but I asked for the complete case files, and I asked to inspect the originals, and they didn't comply with your request.
So they're not following their own rules.
And it got really interesting today.
We're going to get the details from you here in a moment. Hang on. We'll bring back Sam after the news, and we'll talk to you about what you want. Plus, Julia might have a story for us here. We'll find out. Now drugs. 1-800-259-9231, hour 2. On the way, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Alex